My name is Robert Fox, and I will be sharing with you the top-line results of EMPHASIS, a phase 2 clinical trial of vidofludimus calcium, or IMU-838, in relapsing MS. IMU-838 is a next-generation small-molecule DHODH inhibitor. It is in the same class as teriflunomide, but lacks off-target effects on kinases, which may reduce side effects, and it also has a shorter half-life. This phase 2 proof-of-concept trial enrolled men and women between age 18 and 55 with relapsing MS and disease activity over the last 1 to 2 years. A treatment assignment was double-blind, and subjects were followed for 24 weeks with MRI every 6 weeks, with open-label follow-up for 9.5 years. Two doses of 838 were studied, 30 and 45 milligrams. I will share results from this blinded main treatment period of 24 weeks. The primary outcome was cumulative number of new combined unique active lesions up to week 24 in the 45 milligram group. The key secondary outcome was the same comparison in the 30 milligram group. Patient disposition shows excellent study retention with little dropout. On slide 3, you can see that the study met its primary and key secondary endpoints with 62% reduction in combined unique active lesions in the 45 mg group and 70% reduction in the 30 mg group. The additional secondary outcomes showed consistent benefit. The time course of GAD lesion reduction was constant throughout follow-up. Annualized relapse rate, serum neurofilament, and disability progression measured by EDSS were all directionally consistent, although no formal statistical analyses were performed because a multiplicity adjustment was not planned. In the next slide, we turn to safety. There was no difference in the rates of treatment-emergent adverse events or serious treatment-emergent adverse events between the three treatment groups. Focused attention on renal and hepatic safety found no evidence of toxicity in those organs, and there was no change in neutrophil counts. Next slide. So in summary, the primary and key secondary outcomes of this trial were met, with a 62 to 70% reduction in MRI lesions across the two treatment groups. All other secondary outcomes appeared consistent with the primary outcome. 838 was well tolerated, with very few treatment discontinuations and no evidence of adverse liver, renal, or hematologic effects. Overall, these results compare quite favorably with other first-line and oral therapies in relapsing MS. A phase 3 program is being planned. Thank you for your attention.